It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. It's still early in New York's gubernatorial campaign, but there are already signs actor Cynthia Nixon's insurgent challenge is needling Governor Cuomo. Progressive community organizations in the Working Families Party are accusing Cuomo of bullying them. WNYC's Danny Lewis has more.
Last Friday, two major unions, the Communications Workers of America and SEIU 32BJ, abruptly left the Working Families Party after it looked like the group would endorse Democratic challenger Cynthia Nixon. Shortly after, reports emerged that Governor Cuomo had warned union leaders that if they funded any group supporting his opponent, they could, quote, lose his number. But that's not how the governor tells it. At an unrelated press conference this week, Cuomo denied getting involved.
The working families people are delusional if they think anyone is going to tell the unions who to support and not support. It's totally up to the unions.
That was cold comfort for progressive activists rallying in downtown Manhattan. Community organizations in the Working Families Party blasted Cuomo for pressuring their union backers to defund them because of the Nixon endorsement. The state director of the Working Families Party, Bill Lipton, says he was in the room when Cuomo urged labor leaders to back out of the party.
If he's saying that he has nothing to do with it, he's lying.
When Cuomo was asked if he would promise not to withdraw state funding for the liberal community groups backing Nixon, he had this to say.
Punishment is for God.
Danny Lewis, WNYC News.